Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Let me encourage you from the book of James chapter 1 verse 19. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. My dear brothers and sisters, to have a good relationship with someone, you must have good communication, and good communication is based on two things, talking and listening. Stop and consider some of your recent conflicts and try to identify behaviors and attitudes that may have contributed to them. Were there fears, insecurity, jealousy, stubbornness, arrogance, greed, sin, rebellion, unexpressed or unmet expectations, unrealistic expectations, undefined roles and responsibilities, differing standards, beliefs, philosophies or views, competing desires, ineffective systems and processes, past struggles, contradictory goals and objectives, breach of boundaries, spoken or unspoken, inadequate or sparse resources, that is your time or money and space, language barriers, lack of information, lack of understanding of the needs of different personalities, poor relational skills. I like what James writes. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. This Bible verse is so crucial to good communication. By listening, my dear brothers and sisters, we create an atmosphere where people feel they have been understood and their views and feelings have been validated. This is half the battle in settling any conflict. And listening is not passive. It requires considerable effort to discern what's really being expressed or even unexpressed. But there is good news. If you're serious about it, God will help you to become a better listener. I like what Prophet Isaiah writes. The Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. In Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. Now note the words here, tongue and ear. Amen. And ask God to help you with both, tongue and ear. If we can tame our tongue, I promise you, we will have a greater reward and we will be blessed abundantly. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you to you this morning because you have been gracious and faithful and merciful unto all of us. You have kept us in the land of the living, that we will behold the glory of the living God. Abba, Father, we thank you that you desire that we will, be people who are quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Therefore, I pray that you will give us those, Lord, that temperance in our spirit. Give us that self-control in our mind. Give us, O Lord, a heart that is filled with agape love. That, Lord, we will, Father, speak the right things. Because your word says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And therefore, I pray in the name of Jesus that our heart will be filled with love. Our bowels will move with compassion. And our mind will be the mind of Christ. And give us a listening ear in the name of Jesus that we will, O Father, know one another well. We'll know you and we'll know one another well. For the glory of your name. Abba Father, I thank you for your flock as they step out into the jobs, into the businesses, in running the errands for the day. I pray that you will bless them, enlarge their territory, increase their borders, keep them away from any and every form of evil. And Father, I pray that you will, O Lord, lift them up, because your word says that you are the glory and the lifter of our head. Abba, Father, I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. I release your healing virtue to flow into their bodies. From the crown of their head to the soles of the feet, I speak health, strength, vigor, vitality, and longevity in Jesus' name. And Lord, in everything, you will be glorified and be magnified. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you. We bless you. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. And we all said, amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.